don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Baby, it breaks the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts, heading you through the Matrix on July the 13th, 2012. Newcomers, make sure that you make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. See a bunch of other sites listed on that page. And if you find sticking downloads, try the other ones because so many folk went to the com at the same time. And you find all those sites have transcripts in English for print up as well of the audios. And you can also go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu for transcripts in other languages. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't sell you things to make you go back third set of teeth or your hair grow back or anything like that. I don't sell anything whatsoever, actually, except the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I don't have shares in any company that the product sold, etc. So if you want to support me, you can do so by buying the books, as I say, at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order from the post office in cash, or use PayPal. Across the world, you go PayPal, Western Union, and MoneyGram to get the job done. Now, straight donations are really, really awful, awfully welcome in these austere times. And what I do is give you some of the histories of the big organizations that set out to take over the world over 100 years ago, and how they got together, formed their clubs, special branches of these clubs, and even had different ones for different parts of the planet, specializing for 100 years to bring in the trading routes, the free trading deals, which they called them 100 years ago, and amalgamate whole continents together, like the European bloc, for instance. And they haven't stopped. We're seeing the completion of it all. We're living through it in our lifetime. And we also see that it's to be an authoritarian society because this club, this United Nations Front, of course, which is part of it, has stated that that really democracy doesn't work. They will use democracy while they conquer the last few countries, but it really doesn't work. So there'll be a facade of democracy to keep the public happy, but in reality it'll be an authoritarian society under which you live. You're under it now, of course, under the guise of terrorism. Remember, anything you'll do, the end justifies the means. That means causing the problems as well of terror, and even if there isn't any, and then using it to take all your rights away, because they have a plan to ram through massive changes in your standards of living in a post-consumer society. There's lots of stuff on their own websites, from the net, if you look into the United Nations, and just keep going around for days and days and days, you'll find so many stuff from non-governmental organizations that are funded by the big foundations, which are just the fronts of the big international banking boys. That's how it's really done. And of course, these NGOs are told to lobby government to get the laws passed, which the big banking boys want passed. Because after all, you see, the banking boys have been running the world for an awful, awful long time. These are the guys who picked up the gauntlet to do with the eugenics, and they ran with it after Charles Darwin, because they want to bring in their world improperly by academics and professors, specialists and things, so that we don't screw it all up like, you know, the people at the bottom will do if you let them think for themselves. Back with more after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hi folks, I'm back. And it's interesting to see the big movements that are being encouraged to take over all your rights. Global warming, climate change, all of different names for the same con. And, you know, cons have been pulled off, massive cons all down through history. And the bigger the con, actually, the more it's easily believed by most of the people. They can't believe that so many people with straight faces become on television and say this is so.
Unexplained rise in the amount of carbon dioxide being absorbed on land,
scientists believe. Scientists have discovered an abrupt increase since 1988 in the uptake of carbon dioxide by the land biosphere, which comprises all of the planet's plant and animal ecosystems. The breakthrough had taken scientists completely by surprise, and it explains how much CO2 is absorbed by plants and animals, with some of the CO2 then being passed from plants into the lands. So it says ecologist Dr. Michael Moore said, or Patrick Moore, pulled no punches in commenting on new study. He says, these people are either completely naive about the relationship between CO2 and plants, or they're making this up as a way of deflecting attention from the lack of warming for the past 15 years. Moore is the author of the book called Confessions of a Greenpeace Dropout, The Making of a Sensible Environmentalist, in which he exposes the green movement and explains why he left the organization. He told the Climate Depot, it says, plants grow much faster when CO2 is higher. The optimum concentration is between 1,500 and 2,000 parts per million, so there's a long way to go before plants are happy. CO2 levels in the atmosphere have continued to rise, despite plants absorbing more CO2. So what is the scientist's point? It is to obfuscate, confuse, and otherwise muddy the waters with disinformation. He says we should challenge them to admit that CO2 is the most important nutrient for all life on Earth, and to admit that it's proven in lab and field experiments that plants would grow much faster if CO2 levels were 4 to 5 times higher in the atmosphere than they are today. This is why greenhouse growers pipe the exhaust from their gas and wood heaters back into the greenhouse to increase the CO2 levels. And it says, and they should recognize that CO2 is lower today than it has been through most of the history of life on Earth. There's no abrupt increase in CO2 absorption. It's gradual as CO2 levels rise and plants become less stressed by low CO2 levels. At 150 parts per million, CO2, all plants would die, resulting in the end of life on Earth. So thank goodness we came along and reversed the 150 million year trend of reduced CO2 levels in the global atmosphere. Long live the humans, Moore concluded. So they're jumping, everyone's jumping ship and got their sense back, and it's quite interesting to see what's all is happening. Tonight, too, I'm putting up a list and to do with drones, etc. But it says, this article is about autonomous drones. Will a human always pull the trigger? And it says, sure, there's a 25-year plan on drones. The Department of Defense writes as if making our fleet ever more autonomous is both a major goal and an inevitability. One stated goal is to support research and development activities to increase the level of automation in unmanned systems. And from another portion, it says, first and foremost, the level of autonomy should continue to progress from today's fairly high level of human control and intervention to a high level of autonomous tactical behavior that enables more timely and informed human oversight. This isn't as alarming when you realize that some drones will be completing tasks like clearing mines or getting supplies to wounded soldiers. Wouldn't it be great if those drones were ever more autonomous? But then it goes on to say, and it gives you the chills, according to the author, it says, for a significant period into the future, the decision to pull the trigger or launch a missile from an unmanned system will not be fully automated, but will remain under the full control of a human operator. Many aspects of the firing sequence will be fully automated, but the decision to fire will not likely be fully automated until legal rules of engagement and safety concerns have all been thoroughly examined and resolved. Evidently meant to be reassuring, my takeaway was, forget the timeline, the Pentagon thinks bots will one day kill autonomously, and that the law and safety issues will resolve that killer drones are in our future. And they go on about crowd drones and crowd control, and sharing drone technology with other nations is all part of it too, because we're all one now apparently, you know, happens overnight when you blinked. And they also went through some of the shortcomings of drones in the past. So I'll put that link up, plus I'll put up another one to do with, to do with the drones itself as well from the military. And it's quite an interesting article. You'll find it pretty informative about the from the military itself, what they think about it all and where they plan to take you. You can take that to the bank because they're predicting this stuff years ago. Every year that the big think tanks come together and they come out with this kind of stuff for their future. Once that's put on the table Pentagon also says that Gitmo or Guantanamo drugged prisoners for their sake and then interrogated them. So it says a recently released Pentagon report admits to interrogating Guantanamo Bay prisoners after administering mind-altering treatment to them, often forcibly against their will, but stresses it was not done for the purposes of interrogation. The report by the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Defense, obtained by truthout.org under the Freedom of Information Act, found that some Gitmo inmates were questioned while receiving prescribed psychoactive treatments. The Pentagon is trying to justify the facility staff's actions, saying that nowhere in medical records do we find any evidence of mind-altering drugs being administered for the purpose of interrogation. The detainees were not given drugs as a means to facilitate interrogation. He goes on and repeats that. But the report does admit that certain detainees diagnosed as having serious mental health conditions being treated with psychoactive medications on a continuing basis were interrogated. So that's a way out of it, saying you just classify them as mentally ill and you put them on your psychoactive drugs and then you interrogate them. That's their legal way out of it. That's what they're up to. Quite amazing, isn't it? And so much is really getting rammed through because, after all, this is a century of change. That's what's been called for the last 50 years. We're well into it. They had to kick it off with something to take all your rights away, which they did. And we're going through the big changes, the planned changes of society into the stages where specialists in all areas will run our lives from birth to death. It's already happening further ahead in some countries than others. But here's one to do with it ties in with an article put up by the Department of Defense in Britain for NATO countries in 2008. The whole thing is on my website and archives, and I put a link up tonight on that again. But they actually mentioned that these countries will fade away gradually. They'll get to a world government for a small, short period of time, very short, and then they'll end up with big super city-states, high-tech city-states. Well, gee whiz, in the United Nations Agenda 21 has come out with part of this too. It says dense mega-cities of the future are already underway. And it says Michael Frakeas, chief scientist for the UIM's Planet Under Pressure, wants populations to be confined to mega-cities locked up so they can easily be controlled and mitigate for their population growth. Frakeas says if cities can develop in height rather than in width, it'd be much more preferable and environmentally not as harmful. According to the Globalist of America 2050, and I put a link up that too, metropolitan regions will be interlocking economic systems, shared natural resources and ecosystems, and common transportation system link these population centers together. The super cities, they call. And it says, under Agenda 21, policymakers, businesses, and community leaders will be used to enact changes to city structure, including controlling public water allocation and the distribution. Hope you'll get that one, folks, because private corporations are running your water already. Coordinating transportation of goods from one meg area or region, we call it mega region, to another. Installing high-speed railing systems and improved eco-conscious transportation modes to mitigate CO2 emissions that apparently are too low at the moment. Protection of biodiversity by restricting human effects to nature. Implementing tough economic and development strategies to make multi-use purposes in land distribution, and global integration zones will link regions to one another through specially designed transportation systems. Dennis Frenchman, an architect and professor of urban planning for MIT, asserts that city planners of the future must design cities that accommodate the large migration of people caused by population growth. It's not by population growth because I've already said we're plummeting in the West. There's massive immigration that keeps it up. What it really means is it's that these cities are to cram most of the folk into once they get rid of all the small towns and suburbia and all the rest of it, and you're all crammed in these cities. And they must be efficient and so on, according to the US's Millennium Development Goals Decree and United Nations Agenda 21 policies. Put up the links for that tonight.
Oh. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20 and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is Matrix Sound. Also tonight I put up a PDF for the UK with its draft communications data bill. It's the latest stuff to do with the data collection on everyone. It's pretty easy to do because everyone wants to join social groups, and that's why they put up there in the first place, is because all the data is collected, and anything that goes through, basically the ether is still owned by the guys that just grab it. That's what they claim anyway, so they can take all your information from you, especially to do with those that have things in common. They're under intense scrutiny by the big authorities, the Pentagon and NSA and everything else. So anyway, I put this one up tonight. It's the June 2012 draft communications bill, and you can go through that. And also, I'll put up this one, and it's an interdependence and predictability of human mobility and social interactions. This is from, again, from all your social chat sites and so on that you all join. And it goes through the amazing studies that they've been doing on interdependence of humans' movements, the social ties that you have of individuals. Is one of the most interesting research areas in computational social science. Previous studies have shown that human development is predictable to a certain extent at different geographic scales. One of the open problems is how to improve the prediction, exploiting additional available information. In particular, one of the key questions is how to characterize and exploit the correlation between movements of friends and acquaintances to increase the accuracy of the forecasting algorithms. Now, they call it forecasting because everybody know all about you. And people, as I say, use their tweet to each other. It's all picked up immediately and put into your personality profile. But they also want to know who you work with and who you're friendly with and why are you friendly with them. What do you have in common? And then they do this incredible in-depth analysis with all their algorithms to try to get things in common with you, etc., to make sure that you're predictable. But you can't stop people joining on Nicol Lemmings to the sea. And it's making it easier for government than ever before. I even read the article last night where the ex-FBI guy and CIA also said that basically all these social sites are doing most of our jobs for us now, because they didn't have to go scouring for information and spying. They've got it all put up there for free. So it's a sure and poor problem if you do it. It's, you can't stop folk doing it. And this one here is on Melinda Gates. Family planning means sterilization women, or sterilizing women in developing nations. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are hosting the London Family Planning Summit, where they will purvey their depopulation and eugenics agenda in the name of women's rights. For those who don't quite get it yet, that's what they call it, women's rights. And, you know, both governmental and private sector representatives will be in attendance, where not only will lucrative deals for provisions of contraception will be made, but the BMGF, as they call it, Melinda Gates Foundation and Bill, will secure donated funds to bring their brand of depopulation to third world countries. And it says, and the BMGF, of course, they're always certain that the scary numbers. The global population is expected to grow to over 9 billion people, and this is unacceptable to them, it says. It's not going to grow because we're plummeting in the West. Most people are going to sterile anyway. By applying pressure to social programs and resources, the BMGF want to use family planning as an investment for all nations or national governments globally. Delegates of the FPS will team up with non-governmental organizations like the White Ribbon Alliance for Safe Motherhood, wherein they have pledged to make sure policies and political leaders are properly swayed in the direction of support to their campaign. So our women die, of course, from these abortions and all the rest of it too, but it doesn't matter to them. They know it's taking tally over in the third world countries. That's European for all, and you can go back to that particular order put out by Kissinger to depopulate the third world. It's been going on all along under the guise of charitable foundations and philanthropy, etc., to help people, you understand. Mexican drug cartel laundered money through Bank of America, FBI alleges. Well, this is like a recycled thing that happens all the time. They've been doing this for, I've read these articles 20 years ago. Came in Canada. RCMP stated that if the big drug boys pulled their money out, stopped putting it through, that all the banks in Canada would collapse. They said that years ago. So they know all about it. Of course they know all about it, because it's part of the system that we're supposed to have. And the reality is utterly, completely different from anything you've been taught. This is a good article by Pilger. And it's about psychological operations. And he says that history is the enemy as brilliant psyops become the news. Psychological operations, you see, are the news now, for those who don't know it. He starts off with the summer of Vietnam, which he was in even during the Vietnamese War and afterwards. He says, arriving at a village in southern Vietnam, I caught sight of two children who bore witness to the longest war of the 20th century. I soon I'll be outdone with this one here, starting in Gulf War 1 and 2. Their terrible deformities were familiar all along the Mekong River, where the forests were petrified with silence, small human mutations, and that's where they lived as best as they could alongside the river. Today at the Tu Du Pediatrics Hospital in Saigon, a former operating theatre is known as the Collection Room, and unofficially as a Room of Horrors. The shells of large bottles containing grotesque fetuses. During its invasion of Vietnam, the U.S. sprayed a defoliant herbicide on vegetation and villages to deny cover-up to the enemy. Now, this was Agent Orange, which contains dioxin, poisons of such power that it can cause fetal death, miscarriage, chromosomal damage, and cancer. And when we come back from this, I'll go into the mutations that are still going on over there. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the disruption of the DNA sequencing, basically, in countries that were soaked with Agent Orange, which is still used today in some countries. I think Britain even uses a brand of it, too, because they don't call it Agent Orange anymore. But it's known to really disrupt the sequencing, as I say, of DNA and their chromosomes, and all these different, often, too, going to many generations, and some of them get worse with every generation, in fact. Remember, this stuff, too, is from Agent Orange, is Dow Company, Dow Chemical Company, that also works with Monsanto to make all their pesticides. Anyway, today at the Two Do Pediatrics Hospital, Saigon, a former operating theater is known as a collection room, and unofficially as a room of horrors. Shelves of large bottles containing grotesque fetuses. During the invasion of Vietnam, the U.S. sprayed a defoliant herbicide on vegetation and the villages to deny cover to the enemy. In 1970, a U.S. Senate report revealed that the U.S. has dumped on South Vietnam a quantity of toxic chemical amounting to 6 pounds per head of population, including women and children. The code name for this weapon of mass destruction was called Operation Hades. They really love these names, don't they? It tells you who runs the world, Operation Hades. So they changed it to a friendlier Operation Ranch Hands. You know, I'm an old ranch hand from the Rio Grande, that kind of stuff. Sounds much pleasanter because they must use psycholinguistics to make things acceptable to the general public. Today, an estimated 4.8 million victims of Agent Orange are children. When all the searched of the Britain-Vietnam Friendship Society recently turned from Vietnam with a letter for the Olympic Committee from the Vietnam Women's Union, the unit's president is Nguyen Thai Tan Hoa. She described the severe congenital deformities caused by Agent Orange from generation to generation. She asked the International Olympic Committee to reconsider its decision to accept sponsorship of the London Olympics from the Dow Chemical Corporation, which was one of the companies that manufactured the poison and has refused to compensate its victims. Aldous Hand delivered the letter to the office of Lord Coe, chairman of the London Organising Committee. He has had no reply. When Amnesty International pointed out in 2001, Dow Chemical acquired the company responsible for the Bhopal gas leak in India in 1984, which killed 7,000 to 10,000 people immediately. So that was an amazing thing that happened. And 15,000 in the following 20 years. David Cameron described Dow as a reputable company, of course, because they sponsor him. Cheers then, as the TV cameras pan across the £7 million decorative wrap that she's the Olympic Stadium, the product of a 10-year deal between the IOC, the International Olympics Committee, and such a reputable destroyer. History is buried with the dead and deformed of Vietnam and Bhopal, and history is now the new enemy. On 28th of May, President Obama launched a campaign to falsify the history of the war in Vietnam. That's what Orwell said, they always change the histories. So for the harder thinking, I'll repeat that. President Obama launched a campaign to falsify the history of the war in Vietnam. To Obama, there was no Agent Orange, no free fire zones where you kill everything it moved, no turkey shoots, no cover-ups of massacres, no rampant racism, and no suicides. And it says here, as many Americans took their own lives as died in the actual war. No defeat by a resistance army drawn from an impoverished society. It was, said Mr. Hopi Changi, one of the most extraordinary stories of bravery and integrity in the annals of U.S. military history. That's how it's turned out to be, just pure bravery, you see, and no suicides, no racism, no massacres, and no free fire zones where they killed everything that moved. No, just brave guys. The New York Times article was not a leak or an expose. It was a piece of public relations designed by the Obama administration to show what a tough guy the commander-in-chief can be in an election year. If re-elected, Brand Obama will, that's a good name for two, Brand Obama, different brands, let me see, will continue serving the wealthy, pursuing truth-tellers, that's whistleblowers, threatening countries, spreading computer viruses, which they did in the Stuxnet in the flame, and murdering people every Tuesday. The threats against Syria, coordinated in Washington and London, scale new peaks of hypocrisy, contrary to the raw propaganda presented as news, investigative journalism of the German daily Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung identified those responsible for the massacre in Huala as the rebels backed by Obama and Cameron. The paper's sources include the rebels themselves. This has not been completely ignored in Britain. Writing in his personal blog ever so quietly, John Williams, the BBC World News editor, effectively dishes out his own coverage, in quotation marks, citing Western officials who describe the PSYOPs operation against Syria as brilliant. As brilliant as the destruction of Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And as brilliant as the PSYOPs of The Guardian's latest promotion of Alastair Campbell, the chief collaborator of Tony Blair in the criminal invasion of Iraq. In his diaries, Campbell tries to splash Iraqi blood on the demon Murdoch. There's plenty to drench them all, but recognition that the respectable liberal Blair-fawning media was a vital accessory to such an epic crime is omitted and remains a singular test of intellectual and moral honesty in Britain. How much longer must we subject ourselves to an invisible government? This term for insidious propaganda, first used by Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, an inventor of modern public relations, has never been more apt. False reality requires historical amnesia. Lying by omission and the transfer of significance to the insignificant. In this way, political systems promising security and social justice have been replaced by piracy, austerity, and perpetual war, an extremism dedicated to the overthrow of democracy. Applied, if this was applied to an individual, this would identify him as a psychopath. Why do we accept it, he says. But the problem with Obama is every Tuesday, he picks the guys himself, according to the press, for the public relations. He's a tough guy, you see. This is the impression I try and give you. Every Tuesday, they all meet, and Obama picks the guys in the pictures he doesn't like, who get bombed by drones. So he personally selects those who get murdered. For those who didn't know that. All public new ground-based laser can extend drone flight time. They took an old idea by Tesla of transferring energy and using a laser to do it. Lockheed Martin, one of America's largest war profiteers, and they're ever. They're also doing your census for your countries in the U.S. and Canada, and they also do get hold of your tax profiles and then the contract and ship it off to India. You're done there. Anyway, SIS has demonstrated technology in partnership with Laser Motive, which can extend the flight time of their Stalker drone by 2,400% using a ground-based laser and potentially allow the drone to stay in the air indefinitely. The drone's been used by the military in league with law enforcement and with the practice set to expand across the United States. This could be a great way to keep surveillance on potential criminals around the clock or just monitor traffic. Well, of course, it's to monitor all of you. Technology, which admittedly sounds like pure science fiction, uses a proprietary method to wirelessly transfer energy via laser light over long distances, in this case the ground to the Stalker as it flies. The Stalker is a relatively small, electrically powered, unmanned aerial system which runs on batteries now extended by over 48 hours. Launched by hand, powered by a propeller, and maneuvered in flight via the Xbox 360 controller and a camera which relays live video to the soldier's computer. Then it gives you a video, so you can see Lockheed Martin promotional video in action, apparently targeting the law enforcement agencies. And so they're all, Mason too, the people who read all this stuff, they're just enamored by all the sciences. They don't understand what's really going on. Facebook and other social platforms are watching users' chats for criminal activity and notifying police if any suspicious behavior is detected, according to a report. And since the screening process begins with scanning software that monitors chats for words or phrases that signals something might be amiss, such as an exchange of personal information or vulgar language. The sort that you look at Hollywood for vulgar, because they don't say it's, no, you're uninhibited. You've got to be uninhibited if you're in Hollywood, and so you must use that uninhibited profane language all the time. The software pays more attention to chats between users who don't already have a well-established connection on the site and whose profile data indicates something may be wrong, such as a wide age gap. The scanning program is also smart. It started to keep an eye out for certain phrases found in previously obtained chat records from criminals, including sexual predators. So it's all stuff with sexual predators who are up there and at the top of the government. If the scanning software flags a suspicious chat exchange, it notifies Facebook security employees who can then determine if the police should be notified. The cops are scanning them anyway. Keeping most of the scanned chats off the eyes of Facebook employees may help Facebook deflect criticism from privacy advocates, but whether the scanned chats are deleted or stored permanently is as yet unknown. Well, because it's unknown, that means if it destroyed it, they'd tell it, right? So it's still being kept. The new details about Facebook's monitoring system came from an interview with the company's chief security officer, Joe Sullivan, in which he gave to Reuters this little talk here. At least one alleged child predator has been brought to trial directly as a result of Facebook's chat scanning. They always use the same thing. It's about the children. It's about a bunch of liars, not the truth. When asked for a comment, Facebook only repeated the remarks given by Sullivan to Reuters. We've never wanted to set up an environment where we have employees looking at private communications, so it's really important that we use technology that has a very low false positive rates. Well, going back to that previous one I mentioned too, and how they're actually using programs and algorithms to see how predictable you are. They're all at it. Every single one of them. And the Navy is beginning to implement underwater drones in the Gulf, it says here. Amid concerns of Iran closing the Straits of Hormuz during a potential crisis, the U.S. Navy is beginning to develop and release a set of underwater drones to find and destroy sea mines present in the Persian Gulf. Multiple news outlets reported Thursday that tensions concerning Iran's nuclear program set in motion the reinforcement of U.S. military personnel and weaponry in the region, especially in the form of the Sea Fox, a 4-foot, 88-pound unmanned underwater surveillance vehicle that's guided by a remote control. In February, the Navy implemented dozens of Sea Fox drones after an immediate request by Marine General James Mattis, head of U.S. Commander Serving in the Middle East, according to new reports. The underwater drones have been arriving in recent weeks, and not a coincidence, considering the talks between U.S. and Iran over the fate of Iran's nuclear development program have stalled. Yet, Iran's not going to be allowed to have their own energy supply, you one. It must only be one. Remember that all the movies. It can only be one. I wonder who that would be in that area. And another article here is to do with American militiamen who warns Congress to back off, basically, and tells them during an inquiry that people are getting just too fed up and nervous with all the black clad thugs that bash down doors and invade people's property and so on, so we can give your own thoughts to it and see what you think. It's up to you. And we are really going through amazing times as the Savannah pitches our heads, as we're all getting taught to simply obey and put your hands up or lie on the floor or drop your pants at the airports. Another article about Britain's cannibalism problem too. It's all over the place now, you see. And a pair disemboweled a rapist in a prison at Durham's Franklin Prison, and then they thought they'd eat him as well. So it's all the rage, you see. Maybe it's this rotten meat that they're selling in the supermarkets today. You don't know what you're eating anymore. I mean, who knows what it is then? And Police Minister Nick Herbert in Britain announces criminal justice plans. And basically what it is to do with changing the court systems and the laws to rush through, like convict one after another for the next expected riots. And so they're altering everything, no more courts, basically, no more juries, and just fine on the spot or straight to prison from there. That's the new system of justice, because they're expecting, as I say, more and more riots as time goes on and austerity. The evidence is there in Greece. Look at it. And another article to do with CAFR schools, C-A-F-R. It says how corporations are funded by taxpayers. Quite a good article. And it tells you that every country has, basically every town, every city has investments across the planet. And also that everybody's pension plans are tossed in this big global casino. And everyone's to blame eventually, because they're all profiting one way or another with the money that comes back as pensions for the taxpayers. It's not just the old folks, it's for everybody, though. I'll put them like the link up regardless. And it's true enough, I mean, corporations are funded by taxpayers, and they always have been, because for the big, big building plans, and they always get the government aid to do it. The first guys in the U.S. really, and elsewhere in Canada, and was to do with building railroads. And they simply gave the land to the corporations, all of it for free, and then helped fund them build the railroads themselves. And then again, gave them the railway lines free. And so they still have that today. It's not bad being a bigwig, you know, getting everything for free from the peasantry that pays for all. And the Council on Foreign Relations, I've mentioned so much about it. If you go into their own websites, you'll find they give you what will become major mainstream news and all the other papers, because you see, their boys belong to all the other papers. All the other papers' main journalists belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is just the American branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs for the globalists. So they come out with Can Banking Plan Aid Europe? So it's only help people now that they've had all these crashes and stuff. They're pushing for this long plan for them to unify all the banking system under one authority. Eurozone leaders are pushing ahead with plans for a single banking authority. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Situated, and that tells you the boys, that's from the CFR's website, so it tells you that all these journalists are part of the CFR. Situated in the European Central Bank, a first step towards developing a Eurozone banking system. New banking supervisor will be able to activate the permanent Euro Rescue Fund, European Stability Mechanism, to directly recapitalize struggling Eurozone banks, rather than channeling funds through national treasuries and adding to a country's debt burden. Now, you don't have to put it through your own central bank. We'll put it through the EU central bank, and we'll let the IMF do all your bookkeeping in your ex-countries that used to have countries and nations. They're still calling them states at the moment, but they'll wither away too. So now it says they want to help the country's debt burden, says Brookings Institution's Domenico Lombardi. This new banking oversight system could prove vital for Spain, which is expected to receive 100 billion euro, which is $1.23 billion, EU bailout to rescue its failing financial sector. As the European set in motion this framework over the next channeled through this innovative mechanism, so that when it gives me a streamline, so every country will get a demand by the central bank to pay up so much to bail out other countries. Like, this is like forever. This is the plan to do this forever, this scam. Let's go to Britain and say, we want so many million from you this week on Friday. And you under the law, the law is signed, you have to pay it up, no matter what, how much they ask you for. Or where they put the money across the planet. Or, guess what? The EU fines you. They fine that the citizenry of the whole company pays a massive fine. They're all owned, lock, stock and barrel, back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'll go to Zach from New England. If he's still on the line, is there, Zach?
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Alan?
Not bad at all.
Good to hear. Well, I had a question for you, actually. You mentioned Orwell and him changing history in 1984. And there was something that you mentioned when I called maybe a couple years ago about Will Durant and how he, you said that he killed himself and then killed his wife because he had some epiphany that he realized that the world that was being created around us, we would be unable to overcome or something like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, I looked up at the New York Times because I happened to see, I went to this church function. There's a Catholic Fortnight for Freedom that they were doing for religious freedom against the healthcare stuff. So I was curious, and And I happened to hear somebody who was teaching theology at a local Catholic university, and he happened to have a Mason ring on his finger, by the way, so I don't know how that fits in with Catholicism, but anyway, he was mentioning at the door something about Will Durant that I overheard the conversation of, and it just came to mind, and I looked it up, and sure enough, in the New York Times, there's nothing to it that there was murder-suicide. They mentioned that he died 3 weeks after his wife, and they said apparently he died never knowing that his wife had died 3 weeks earlier. Was the apparently the big giveaway there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because in one of the actual, they keep reprinting those collections of books. Remember, the Rockefeller sent out the Durants with a massive team to try and collect the histories of the world to present to the public in a way that would give up all our rights. I actually said mankind was unstable, didn't a scientific training and all the rest of it, exactly what we're going through today. Oh. And at the end of it all, Durant wrote off, he says, we're leaving people with no hope whatsoever. He says, this is going to be like a miserable system we're bringing in if they believe that we must be run and ruled by experts. And so he wrote off to Stalin and Churchill and the U.S. President as well. And in one of his books, you see a whole page there dedicated to that. From his own pen, he actually puts the page in there where he asked them all to change their ways and not go down this path of indoctrinating the public into basically a spun type of history. Because every story you look at is just big guys arising, becoming too big for their boots and slaughtering lots of people. It never goes into the fact that it's all coordinated in the 20th century, even before that, by the very organizations like the Rockefellers that were funding him to give this fake history. So they were found in their hotel room dead, both of them, and the original documentation. And that's what they called it, was a suicide after not one of the top people that they'd met personally, like Stalin and Churchill, not one of them would send a reply back and say that they would help promote a different kind of society than the one that the Rockefeller, that was his paymaster, wanted. So, yeah, they're always changing history, Yeah.
Yeah, the apparently was a dead giveaway for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for that piece of info, because I wouldn't have found it out on my own.
Yeah, that's right. But thanks for calling. And also, too, look at the old stuff by Trotsky giving lectures in Yiddish, actually, in New York, about the original newspapers, not copies, but original ones here. He gives lectures to massive mobs in New York for revolution overseas. But you see that mentioned today. Who is funding them? Big bankers. I'm Hamish myself, Montreal, Canada. It's good night to